This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming, to movies, TV shows and pop culture, to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you from Chicago, USA, with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here, live from the MVP Studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. You know, have you ever felt like you just wanted to pack up and walk away? Whether it's in a relationship, work, or even your family. There is nothing wrong with that, according to my guest. It may actually be in your best interest to do so. So joining me to explain how walking away from things may not be as bad as you think it is certified life leadership coach and author, Lucetta Zaytoon. Thanks for joining me, Lucetta.
Thank you for having me.
So I was told that at some point you yourself have just dropped everything and just started anew. I mean, weren't you scared to do that?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I was terrified. In fact, I was curled up in the fetal position because after I raised 6 kids and launched them out into the world, I discovered that my husband fell in love with another woman. And I literally hit the floor and curled up in the fetal position for about 6 months because, you know, raising all those kids, I sat on boards, I volunteered, I did this, I did that, but I didn't save anything back for myself. I didn't earn a single penny. I didn't have a career, and suddenly now I needed one.
What did you do? I mean, that's horrible. I mean, that changes your entire world. I'm not sure I would have left that position.
Well, you know, I freaked out because I didn't know who I was, not as a spouse or a mother. I hadn't saved anything for myself, so I didn't even have my own identity. But one night, fortunately, I had this aha moment in the middle of the night. And I sat up in bed and I went, wait a minute, I don't have to stay here. The kids are grown and gone. I can't heal in this town because I see people I know everywhere I go and it drags it all back up again. And that aha moment led me to put everything I owned in storage, sell my car, shut down my phone. That was painful. And I traveled in developing countries by myself for a year.
Wow.
And it was very terrifying, but it was the best decision ever.
You know, a lot of people, though, aren't in that position like you were in, where their kids are older and they themselves have the ability to just kind of pack up and go. What about the people who are who have children still? What should they do?
Well, yeah, I don't recommend that everyone drop everything and go to the other side of the world for a year, definitely. But here's the thing. In our society and our culture, we're taught that running away is weak and cowardly. But actually, it takes a lot of courage to walk away from that which no longer serves you. So what I recommend for people who have kids or, you know, can't take off, I mean, you could even just take a weekend to yourself or an afternoon in a park by yourself without your electronics and just reflect. And do the inner work to figure out what you want. Because the other thing about our fast-paced society is we don't even know what we want. We never take the time to do the self-discovery. In fact, the number one answer to the question, what do you want, is I don't know. So I recommend that people do even just a one-day runaway, an afternoon runaway, somewhere where you can go, look deep inside of you, figure out what it is you want in your life to be truly fulfilled and have a meaningful life, and then gain the courage to let go of those things that aren't serving you any longer if that happens to be the case.
When you say things that aren't serving you any longer, what exactly could that be? Because in my head, I'm like, wouldn't that be a little bit selfish?
Well, this is another thing that our culture has taught us. That self-care and doing things for ourselves is selfish. But you know what? You are the only person who wakes up every day and lives your life. Why not live it in a way that you love it? And the truth is, if you do have some self-care or you do take time and let go of those things that are no longer serving you, you're actually replenishing yourself, and you're going to have twice as much to give. That's the ironic piece about it. If you take care of you, you have twice as much to give everyone else. So I guess I'll circle back to your original question, which was, you know, what do you mean by things that don't serve you any longer? Well, you may be in a relationship that is not really good for you. It could even be a marriage that things have changed and it's not good for you anymore. It could be a job. It could be any kind of a situation in your life where it's really making you not feel good about yourself at all. One of the litmus tests I ask my clients are, you know, does this situation make you feel like a 10 every day? And if not, then that's something to look at in your life. Because just because society has put all these pressures on us, why do we need to suffer silently in our lives and settle and keep ourselves numb to the fact that we're not really happy or we're not fulfilled in our lives? We're just on the rat wheel, just living our daily life, doing this, doing that, doing this, doing that, not really even gaining anything from it.
You know, I think of social media, and I can't help but think, like, what if people are just looking at someone's Instagram account and they're like, oh man, their life is just, you know, all funs and games and I'm so boring, I need a change. I mean, what's the difference between actually needing a change and maybe you're just boring?
Well, honestly, I don't believe that anyone is boring. I believe everyone has their own magnificence inside of them. And it's really about letting that come out. And I believe that someone who thinks they're boring, or if you think they're boring, it's probably because they are on the rat wheel. They've said yes when they meant no. They've gotten themselves into situations that aren't working for them that well. And they're just blindly leading their lives. And if they were able to break out of that mold and actually make some changes in their lives in a way that it works for them, everything would change. And once you do that, actually you become an inspiration to other people. You literally become magnetic because other people want to brush up against you because they're like, I want what they have. They're loving their life. They're having so much fun. I want what they have. And the truth is, every one of us can have it.
You talking about that, I thought of a cousin I have. 2 years ago, he quit his job, and he worked security. It was a night job, and he liked it, but he wanted something more in life. So he started going to different jobs and trying different things. And today, not today, but like within this week, he actually went back to the same job that he quit. And he kind of feels like, man, I did all this stuff, and I went full circle back to where I started. And he's kind of sad about it. What would you do for something for a person that's in that kind of situation where it's almost like they tried and they ended up back where they started?
Wow, that's really fascinating.
Yeah, it's weird, right, that he went back to that job.
I would still say that while he was out, he experienced new things and learned new things. And so even though he's come back to that job, he's a little bit of a different person coming back to that job. And if that job, if this is making him sad that he's come back to this, then I think that's something for him to look at. Maybe he came back to it because he wanted to be back a little bit into his comfort zone. So maybe there's something to look at there. Did I come back just because this is easy? I know it. I can get a paycheck. Did he somehow lose his momentum on going out and trying other new things for his life, trying to find that thing that does completely fulfill him?
You know, I think you hit the nail right on the head. I think that he wanted to go back to a comfort zone, something that he was very familiar with, because he is a very cautious guy by nature. And I think a lot of people are when it comes to like career changes and even changing like your outlook on life. What can you do to help with that fear?
One of the biggest ways I work with people in fear is to understand that fear actually is stupid 98% of the time. Because, you know, it's about our primal instincts. It's the fight or flight instinct. But in our culture and the life that we live nowadays, that rarely ever happens to us, maybe 2% of the time. But here's the thing. If you are fearful or worried or anxious, it's in the future. And that means it hasn't even happened yet. So that means you're making up a story about it. And as humans, we always go to worst-case scenario to just how we do. But why not, if you're making up a story, why not go to best case scenario and live in that energy instead? And then just understand that just the fact that you're living and breathing today means that you've already overcome lots and lots of things and things that have scared you through your life. So understand that you are capable of pushing past that fear and doing things in your life. And no matter what the outcome is, you'll handle it. You'll figure it out. You know, you'll figure it out as it goes because that's what you've always done. And you never know. It could turn out to be the best case scenario. It happens a lot if you sit in that energy.
Yeah, we talked about the best case scenario and the worst case scenario, but I'm more goal-oriented. So what about the long-term, short-term goals of when you're walking away from something? Should you be looking at that too?
If you're walking away from something, and one of the biggest things is action conquers fear. So if you can begin to even take small steps, then as you each step you take, your fear is going to begin to dissipate. And also, courage is the fastest way to self-confidence. So as you take these small steps, you're going to look back and go, wow, I did that. And immediately your shoulders go back, you feel a little more confident, and you get more clarity about where you're headed. So, you know, if you're thinking about walking away, you may want to do some research. You may want to begin to take whatever small steps you can. And you don't have to have a plan all laid out, because all you really need is a next best step, because that step will inform the next, which will inform the next and the next.
So do you think that you need to have a certain mentality when you decide, like, okay, guys, I have enough. I need to do something different. Or is this something that's like it's going to gradually come into being?
Well, you just touched on one of the most simple yet profound ways to make this happen, and that is decide. The moment that you decide, everything changes. Your energy changes toward it. It gives you clarity because you're like, okay, I'm going to do this. And then it becomes a no matter what, and you start going after it. So really it is, I mean, honestly, if you look back in your life at something, you know, a dream that you accomplished or a goal that you did, you can probably actually remember the moment you decided. It's a game changer to decide.
Have you ever met someone who was in a situation and you're like, man, you really need to change. You need to do something like different. You're in a bit of a rut.
Yes. I mean, that happens all the time for people. And the biggest thing that stops them from getting out of that rut is fear, because it is easier for them to stay in their comfort zone, even though they're suffering and settling in their lives. That feels easier to them than stepping out and changing. And, you know, changing your life up is not always easy, but it is always worthwhile every time, because there's so much more to experience and so much more to learn in this world and about yourself. And that's how you learn more about yourself, getting out of your comfort zone. And it gives you strength and confidence and courage. It's actually really amazing what it will do for you. I always encourage people, I mean, you know, we have this one life we're in right now. Why not live it in a way that we love it? Why do we have to let the pressures of society and our culture bear down on us such that, you know, you have to get a job in this way and so you can support your family, and it has to look like this, and you guys have to get married because you've been dating for 5 years, and oh, it's time for us to have children, and because we've been married for 4 years, you know, whatever it is, I encourage people, just be sure that whatever decisions you are making, that they are internally motivated, meaning it's a desire of yours, not externally motivated, being pressured by external motivators, which is should and need to.
You said earlier that you had a book. Where is your book available at?
My book is available on Amazon, and it's also in Audible, and I read it, so you'll hear the story in my own voice. And it is my memoir about that trip around the world in developing countries for a year by myself. There is so much included in that book. So the title of it is It's Already Tomorrow Here. The subtitle is Never Underestimate the Power of Running Away.
Do you also have a website people can go to?
I do. That website is lucettazaytoon.com. Do you like me to spell it? Because it's a weird name.
Yes.
It's LucettaZaytoun.com. And I am also an international speaker and a life and leadership coach. And you can learn all about all of that at my website.
Well, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate you being here.
Thank you so much for having me. It is an honor. I appreciate it.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Head to WGNradio.com for exclusive content by Mason. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter @MasonVeraPayne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.